All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hey.
All right, man.
I was waiting to see if anybody else would do it.
Oh,
you do it literally.
You do it all the time?
Well, I mean, I think neither of us want to step on your toes.
Yeah.
It's just like, go ahead.
Is someone going
to
do it?
I'm just waiting for you to do it.
Waiting for
Jared to go so we can go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And Mikey P's with us.
Mikey.
What's up, Mikey P? And we want to thank everyone out there for listening, particularly our patrons over at Patreon, patreon.com/lifesabinge. Be a patron too. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was all about.
Sign up today.
Specifically to our show.
But yeah, you could do that. And you could be a cool folk like Tony and Kathy and David and Jess and the honorary bingers out there. All those. Did I say bingers?
You said bingers.
Okay, it sounded weird in my headphones. Like I said something weird.
Bitchers?
Maybe something like that, yeah. But anyway, thanks everyone out there for listening. And
thanks, guys.
Liking, commenting, subscribing, leaving us a rating and review on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever else you're listening. Just do like it. I say at the end of the show.
Yeah, I was going to try to like sign up right now.
You still haven't.
So you could get your name on there?
I want to hear my name next week.
Yeah. And not BJ still.
Siri, remind me to sign up for Patreon.
Oh, I hope she butchers this.
Oh, she will.
Okay, I'll remind you.
She didn't say that. But she told
what a
me,
cop out.
She said she reminded me to sign up for the Atrium on.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, as long as you remember what that means, because I do that.
Is that a Pokemon of some sort?
Atrium on. Well, I do that sometime where I'm like, hey, remind me to do this or whatever. And then I look at it back and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I remember what I'm supposed to do when I read this later.
I barely remember the last time she butchered it. And I was like, I don't know what that means. Oh, well.
I'll tell it to like remind me when I get home to do something. Right. And it'll say, I'll remind you to get home. I'm like, no,
that's not what I said.
Remind me when I get home.
Dang
to
it.
X, Y, and Z.
Dang it.
You're nothing like the one in Her.
Yeah. You
know, I want Scarlett Johansson.
She just knows.
She knows me.
But yeah, you can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Shoot us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Hit us up on our voicemail line, 619-438-0532.
Say that one more time, but slower.
619-438-0532. Wait. I should have been like 619-438-0532.
That reminds me of the stupid adult joke. Go ahead.
What?
There it is.
Tangent train.
Yeah. What's stupid adult joke?
Do tell.
Where man and woman are having sex, uh-huh. And she says, I love you, I love you. And she's like, yes, yes, deeper.
I love you.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Lower. How does it feel now?
Yeah. That was one of those jokes.
Good times.
I mentioned it. Damn it. I still need to look that up.
What?
But that there was a Showtime special many years ago, 30 plus years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you remember? Damn it. On Showtime, there was a show. There was a popular like comedy show on Showtime. Fuck it, I'll never remember. But anyway, they did a thing about like.
I've never seen Fuck It, I'll Never Remember, though.
You haven't? Oh, my God, dude.
Fuck
it. Do it
live! Fucking thing sucks! Sorry, it has nothing to do with anything.
It works.
I just need a reason to push the button.
Yeah.
Well, I'll find a reason. It's always good.
Well, you said fuck it. That's why I was like, he says that.
There it is.
But they did a live action where they told a bunch of like adult jokes, but acted them all.
They did it what?
They did it live.
Well, do it live. Do it live. fucking thing sucks.
You can tell a joke or you can do it live, and they do it live. So
good times.
But anyway, and that was one of the things that they acted out too. They had cartoons of them too. Like, so I have to see this. Like, I have to see it and share it with somebody.
Nice, I dig it. But with that, let's go ahead and start the show. So take a breath.
Life's a binge.
Right.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Man, man.
With it. Hey, Mikey, are you plugged into our headphone thingy?
No.
Oh.
You can be.
You want to be? Because then you could hear everything, too.
Plug in. Give this man the noise. And the funk.
Bring in the noise.
Bring in the funk.
What's up, gents? I'll go first. You just put your microphone away. Yeah. We went to the movies.
What'd you see?
And we saw Tangled, which is an old Disney movie.
Yes.
I don't know when it came out. So the AMC is apparently doing a thing where they did something like that.
2008, maybe?
But anyway, AMC did a thing where they're doing like Princess Month or something. So like the end of September through October, they're re-releasing like princess movies in theaters.
That's cool.
And Tangled was one of the first Disney movies that me and my wife watched together. And so we're like, ooh, let's go see this film.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so it was cool just to see it because she hadn't seen it in theaters before. And I was like, well, let's go.
I'm all for re-releasing like great old stuff back in the theater. Because what's coming up soon is they're going to have Superman the movie.
Original, like Christopher Reeve?
Superman the movie. Word. Yeah. And Batman Mask of the Phantasm, which
that's like one of the best Batman movies.
Best Batman movies ever made.
I don't know that one.
It's an animated movie based on the Batman the Animated Series.
What year? Like 90s?
2000.
Oh, 2000. No, it was late 90s.
Wasn't it like 2000? Because it was after the show stopped.
Yeah.
And then the movie came out like a
Mikey
year later.
Mikey P, I'm in the chair. Yeah, this is why Mikey P is here. Yes.
We'll figure that out.
He will get it. Mask of the Phantasm is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill as the Joker in that is one of the best Joker performances ever.
What's up?
I don't know. It made me think of there's a made-for-TV movie, Kiss Meets the Phantom, I believe. Does that ring a bell at
Kiss?
All?
No. Like as in the band?
The band Kiss. In a movie.
Yeah, I can't say I know that
Oh
one.
My God, we gotta watch this
I'm
movie.
Sure it's wonderful.
We have to have drinks.
It's probably garbage.
Of course. But yeah.
What?
1993.
I thought it was way later than that. That was during the run of the show then.
Yeah.
Like early on of the show.
The show was still on, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I remember that coming out. Maybe it was just my brain. Maybe I didn't see it until it was like on VHS and I saw it after the show or something.
That show holds up too, by the way, if you haven't watched it recently.
The animated
Batman the animated series. Yeah.
And I remember
the theme song kicks ass.
The Killing Joke was like an animated movie of that, right?
Killing Joke was recently animated and it was.
Oh, and it wasn't that great?
It was okay. They add like an extra half hour to give Batgirl some screen time and some of it's like really weird. Like they imply there's like a relationship between Black Girl or Black Girl.
Black Girl.
There's a relationship between There's a relationship. They imply there's a relationship between Batgirl and Batman and it's like kind of heavy handed and like not what the original comic book was really all about at all.
Didn't they also imply that Joker rapes her?
Well, I mean the comic implies that too. Oh,
okay. Got it.
But much more like loose implication.
Got it.
Whereas the animated movie was like very heavily implied that the Joker rapes Batgirl.
Right.
Like,
which is boo tea. But yeah, that was basically it with me. We went to the movies.
Right on.
We have not done that in forever.
Because we move and then you don't do anything.
Nothing.
Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. That's right.
Kiss Meets the Phantom.
It's available on Vimeo streaming.
So. Yes!
It is. That means it's
garbage.
We
don't have to pay for it.
If it's not available,
it that's not, awesome.
It's not on anywhere else, but it's
that's
on Vimeo.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
I need a drop to like a flaming dumpster fire sound. Yeah. Just the sounds of flames.
I'm surprised you don't already have that.
I know. I need them all. I just need the drops. I'm drop happy.
Their drops
I'm
are like just
drop
too
happy.
Fun.
Yeah.
They make. I hope they make the listeners as happy as they make us.
I hope they do.
If they don't, oh well.
I don't care.
Yeah. You're pretty happy.
It makes me happy.
Make it pretty happy.
I do. I do feel like all powerful because I got the power.
Right.
You have the buttons.
Because, like, if you guys had the buttons, too, like, it'd be awesome possum, too. Because you're like, ooh, we might now be overdoing really
it. Yeah, we'd probably do way too many
it's
of
probably
them,
best that just one person kind of, like, have it. And then, that way. Because, yeah, we could drive everybody nuts.
Yeah, I'm sure we do already. But anyway.
I wonder.
What's up with you guys?
What's up with you, BJ?
You know, let's see. This week...
it's been a whopping 2 days.
I was going to say, it was only been a few days.
Same shit, guys.
So, yeah, it was Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, since we last talked, I watched my Cubs lose, which was...
I watched that.
It was really fun. It was a really good game, and I just love baseball.
Have you ever been at a game that's gone that long? Like 13, 14, 15?
I feel like I've been to some
games. I was at
like
an 18-inning game one time, I think. It was two whole baseball games.
Good Lord.
And I think it was 2-2. Yeah, just like that.
That's
yeah.
too much.
It gets
two whole baseball
at
games.
At some point,
and
it's
they
like,
still stop selling beer at the original seventh inning.
But we've started a new game. We just start selling beer again.
I'm getting sober.
Yeah,
sober
it's like, wait a second. Those two Bud Lights I had before the seventh aren't cutting it anymore. Yeah.
And I still have $48, which means I can get one more Bud Light.
Oh, man. But, dude, it's now the time for, like, the sports people to, like, rise and be happy.
Yes.
Because you got hockey starting
happening.
And you got baseball playoffs going on and football's in full swing and basketball.
There are records
and
football gets more and more exciting every week because records matter more. And
Right. Right.
Baseball's at its height right now.
Sports is great right now.
Sports ball.
This is my best fantasy year in a long time.
Across the leagues?
There's only the two.
Oh, nice.
Just yours and then the main one.
Hey, Rich, how you doing in fantasy?
I'm in our league, I'm undefeated, Jared.
Oh, really? Are you?
I am 4-0, baby.
You know what I am? I'm 1-3.
Oh, Jared, what happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, you should have done.
My team looks real good. I'm auto-drafted.
You should have auto-drafted like I did.
My team looks real good.
Computer knows.
Whatever.
That's Rich's secret. He's like, I'm always auto-drafted.
I trust the robots. Yeah, my future robot overlords, if you're listening. Yes.
Whatever.
I trust
believed
you
in
implicitly.
You.
Whatever.
Their robot brain isn't capable of feeling empathy for you.
I love it.
You're still just a number. They're going to cut you off and kill you.
Good times.
And you don't serve them.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. Yeah. And we have another gig on Friday.
Nice.
By the time this airs, we will have already played another gig.
Well, basically, can people just plan on going to the Blarney a month and seeing you guys?
Oh, yeah, generally. Yeah.
Twice a month.
Oh, yeah. The Blarney.
But you could go to the BJ and the Biz on Facebook and see when we're playing next, even though I haven't posted yet we're playing on Friday.
You should probably get on that.
That was on my list. Like, in fact, we're in the car. I was like, I need to post.
Do you think that generates people showing up? Or do you think they're
I think some people
know.
Who know.
Yeah.
I think so. But generally, it's like we play on Friday or Saturday.
Right.
So there's going to be... Ideally, there's going to be people there.
Word.
And and then they do put it on the board there. So people who come in during the week, if they know us, they're like,
I'm coming
on Friday. Here. Yeah, they're going to be here then. So
I wish I did stuff.
doing like, stuff.
I'd come. Again.
Well, when you're in a couple,
yeah.
And you live with your partner, it's so easy to just go home and be like, you know what? I'm good.
I'm good here. Yeah.
Good here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
We could stay here and have dinner. For $5, or we could go to the bar and spend $40.
I can make the best. We can make the best veggie tacos ever at home for $7.
Yeah,
or we could go get them, which they're really good, but it's going to cost us $25.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
my God. So
we were talking about maybe doing city tacos last night,
mm-hmm.
and then we're like,
"Do it.
How about we stay home?
Do it.
Do it live.
City tacos is always a good decision.
It always is. It always is."
We are not sponsored by City Tacos in any way.
Not yet.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor we'll say your name all day, every day, even if you just give me tacos.
I will plug things that I believe in, and I believe in tacos.
True that. You do anything over the past couple days, Rich?
I shot a wedding today, this morning. Two very good friends of mine got married down at the courthouse,
nice.
And it sparked a conversation. They're leading up to today. We didn't talk about today, but... It sparked a conversation between me and Lindsay about weddings and marriage and blah, 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 because we're going to do that in the future.
Have
not done that yet, but
you've talked about it.
Soon, in the soon time. But, I have lots of thoughts and opinions and views on, weddings and just the general nature of it, because I've worked in this industry for...
Oh, yeah.
Over a decade.
Really?
And I've... Here's what I've seen. Like, the simpler people go, like, the happier they are. Not just in the long run, but immediately as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, today we just went down to the courthouse. They had a bunch of family, friends. And then we went to Breakfast Republic in Ocean Beach and had a grand old time. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Word.
And now they're on a plane. Right now they're on a plane. I think they got rerouted, so they're in Salt Lake City. But they're on their way to foggy London town.
That's so awesome.
Great.
And then go do Euro Disney. So
that's fantastic.
Steve, Vivian, congratulations.
Congrats.
I'll have the photos to you soon because I've got a lot on my plate.
Do you retouch photos? Or a select few?
So if I'm doing like a large event, yeah. Like if it's a wedding, like not that this is one of large, like it's, you know, 30 or 40 people.
Yeah.
But for large things, I'll do retouching on something if it absolutely needs it.
Like got
it. But you know, if a dog runs through the photo right. And Red Rocket's hanging out, then I'll take that out. But I'm not zooming in to like clean every single pore on every single wedding.
Sometimes I put it in.
Yeah,
sometimes
I like it. You know what this photo needs?
It's a dog motor. A little lipstick.
This needs a cat
right there. It was a good photo.
But like when I do like headshots, I'll say like, we'll do one that I like retouch real nice, and you get that one included. And if you want more of that, you got to pay me because that's. It takes so much time. And
all the retouching
effort.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, I mean, just even on my phone, like when if I have a picture and I'm like, let me play with it a little bit. You take it and mess with it.
Yeah,
but when you take a whole bunch of pictures, then you're like,
I know.
Let's post them.
And I get used to like doing like blanket adjustments to stuff. Like, well, I was in the room for all these photos. So these like 40, I can do like one or two things too and like copy it over.
I'll do the
so
same thing.
Fine.
That's cool.
But other things, like I like to... Because I want everyone, like every single thing that I give a person, especially a client that's paying me, I'm like, these should all be good. Like, I don't want anything that you just kind of like gloss over, like, oh, it was all right or whatever. Like, it should all be good.
Your name is literally on
it. My name is on that.
Literally
on
that
forever.
Like, literally, like, yeah. Rich Subway.
I don't want to half ass it ever.
Do you water, what's it called? Water. What's the word I'm looking for?
Watermark. Yeah.
Do you watermark them?
I do not.
Oh.
I never do that.
Got it.
Oh, so your name isn't literally on it.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what I was like.
But it is embedded in the file and the metadata. So
If
something ends up somewhere, I can always just search for my name.
Oh, really?
And find it. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a hidden trade. That's dope.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those I've
violated. Someone like slap my name in the middle. This is a beautiful like landscape photo. And like, there's Rich Sublime. And like, name right in the middle. Like, come on, man.
No.
Because I want to look at that. I want to look at the photo.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop people from stealing it. Like, they'll steal it and Photoshop it out. People are super good at Photoshop.
Word.
Especially on that internet place.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
can take out watermarks?
Yeah. I can do that
nice.
In 2 seconds.
I can mostly
Sweet,
do it.
Because I'm going to get some SeaWorld pictures.
If you have a cursory knowledge of Photoshop,
yeah.
you can do a lot of things. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Even if you just highlight it and say content
do
or
this
fill
for me.
Content
yeah.
aware.
Do this for me, Photoshop.
Good.
It can do it
yeah,
pretty decently
pretty
for you.
Pretty good at it.
Yep.
Wow.
Good times. Good times.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
This just in.
Slow news day compared to last week.
Well, yeah, nothing not really. Has happened over the past 2 days that I know of, anyway.
Other than the wonderful text message we all got this morning.
Yes. Well,
did you hear
exactly
about that?
What I was going to talk about. Well, what?
Did you hear about it before it happened?
You knew it was coming.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
I heard about it last night on the
I heard
news.
About it like a week ago that they were
oh,
like
that ruins everything.
It does. I wish they would have like made sure that everybody heard it.
Yeah, I made a joke and I was like, oh, but if people knew it was coming, then no big deal.
I'm sure
a lot of people
plenty
did.
Of people did not know it was
at least I'm just glad that it wasn't like missiles are coming at you like it was over in Hawaii
yeah.
when it was
yeah.
like,
we were
by
all
the way.
We were all at breakfast this morning after the wedding and all the phones in the restaurant went off at the same time. Which
yeah.
was
so he gave like a thing like, neat. Hey, we're going to test this out type
yeah,
thing.
This is just a test. That's what it was. It wasn't.
Well,
like
he announced it before it
oh,
happened.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but I heard it on the news like the night before.
Like, be ready for your phone.
I heard it
yeah,
last week.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got the alert on my phone, and I was like, hee-hee-hee, screenshot. And
yeah.
I immediately. Like, immediately, I screenshotted it, and I went to Twitter, and I was like, uh-oh, he's pushing buttons. And
there's
like,
already like 1,000 of them.
It was all...
I'm sure.
The hashtag presidential alert was already trending.
Yeah.
Like, instantly.
Yeah.
And I was like... Holy crap, internet.
You gotta
like,
work on your fast fingers, Jared.
I was fast. It was immediate. I was like, ooh, this is fun. Ooh, I got it. Click, screenshot, tweet, and then it was already trending. And
you
I was like, holy shit.
The ability to capitalize on these trends like that, I don't know how you would be able to like
get ahead of the game.
Know that's going to happen. Yeah, and actually figure and somehow make it lucrative.
Right.
It, you know?
I mean, if you weren't taking the time to like screenshot it, you could probably have a tweet ready to go.
Well, people
if you
did.
Knew it was going to happen.
Like people photoshopped like that was the big thing. It like said presidential alert, and then there was like the Yankees are going to win the series, or like stuff that was like written in there.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I think really Jim Jeffries, that's his name, right? The comedian?
Yes.
Jim Jeffries.
God, yeah. I love
his
him.
Said Me presidential too. Alert, and it just said capital U up, question mark. I was like, bravo, Jim Jeffries.
Yes. He's hilarious,
that's
dude.
That's a good
God,
one.
I love that man.
He's really funny.
Yeah, it was a good one.
He's really funny.
But yeah, I didn't know about you guys. So you guys knew. So
I knew it kind
of took some of the punch out of it then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still surprising. Like, because I didn't know the exact time. I just knew that was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen.
I know that the time was posted, though, and that some people knew ahead of time the exact time it was going
to
happen.
I would have loved to have known.
Yeah. I bet. First of all, like, it's a little bit scary.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
And what's scary, too, it's scary for us, the idea, like, of Hawaii, that there are missiles imminent.
Right.
You fuck. You know?
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. People were, like, climbing in the sewers and stuff.
Let's have sex now because the world is ending.
Yeah.
I love that. That's where your head goes immediately.
Like, isn't that most people? Your plane's going
dead,
down.
So let's go to Brown Town.
We're making out like the plane's going down. You
hear the alarm on your phone. You look at it, and then you look over at BJ, and his pants are off.
Who's first?
I mean, that would be Trump's intended effect, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I thought more. I feel like feared more. His instability and like access to this with his instability.
Well, that's why I made a joke of it, but I like made a joke that was like, uh-oh, like he's pushing buttons now.
Yeah.
Like to me, because I didn't hear that it was coming.
Right.
Like to me, it was just like, what's this do? Bleep, presidential alert. And I was like, whoa.
I didn't get that.
Well, right, because it was more of a joke.
Right.
But you also knew that the thing was coming.
I didn't know it was coming.
I got your joke.
I didn't get your joke. I thought that you were like saying he's pushing buttons now. Like, beware, he's pushing buttons. Like, he might push the button.
Well, right.
I thought that too.
That's the other part of the joke. It's multifaceted.
Now that we've explained the joke completely.
Right. Jared Acker at Twitter.
What's funny about this is...
There's some good tweets there.
The little preface for anything. What's funny about that is, okay, if you have to say that, like...
The Simpsons... That's the joke.
there's some good tweets at jaredactor.com.
Good. Hey, your tweet game.
Check it out.
You're raising your tweet game.
I'm trying, man.
Yeah, you are.
Trying.
That's
very good.
Putting hashtags and stuff, and then it's already trending.
Yeah. Right on.
Or I put the hashtag, and then it trended to like thousands of people.
Dude, you started
and
a
only,
big thing.
And only one person liked my tweet.
Everyone's like, oh, really. That was a brilliant idea.
I don't think I got any likes on it. None whatsoever.
Aw.
Anyway.
I'll go like it right now.
You should.
Too wide.
You know, there was one retweet from Life's a Binge at Twitter. So no.
So clearly someone's listening. That's like on Facebook. On Facebook, they'll be like, BJ and Todd love this.
Right, yeah,
also, exactly. BJ and the Biz love exactly. this. Also, Richard Lawrence author
yeah,
in
exactly.
my dad's page
All
that
the
I run.
I have control yeah, over. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to like it from
too.
Everywhere.
That's fantastic.
That's good times.
Life's a Binge loves this.
Good times.
So does BJ Lawrence.
That's what's up.
With news.
Yeah.
But let's move on. We had
some. That felt good, didn't it?
We got some. What?
To like be done with the news?
Oh yeah.
Like, to not go on for an hour.
Yes. Well, we could have gone on even more because we neglected to mention last episode that the thing that sparked the whole thing, but you were literally watching the SNL skit of it
right before
we recorded because we were going to mention that, and then we didn't even mention it because we
PJ
talked
and
forever about the actual thing. So we didn't even mention the spoof of it, so.
Handsy Hank,
you can check out
Gang Bang Greg,
with Donkey Dong Doug,
Donkey Dong Doug,
Matt Damon.
What?
Which is great. I'm going to start at a 10. We're going to go up from there. Good times.
Life's a binge.
Yes.
Phone Army.
We haven't played that in a long time.
Yay, I'm glad we're playing it.
So you can be here too. 619-438-0532. But for now,
Tony in the Mesa.
What's up, Tony?
Unshun. I'm out of practice and clearly uninspired. But anyway. Hey, guys.
But for you.
Tony in the Mesa. And I don't know. I lost count. I'm not a freaking caller anymore. But I just have to voice a tiny bit of frustration. I'll keep it quick because last time I was urged to wrap it up. Matt freaking falls asleep at a movie theater, and not only do you kiss his ass and rave about his reviews and everything, you give him a bonus sounder. He gets an intro and an outro now. So if I fall asleep during this call, do I get a bonus sound? That's a bunch of bullshit. Hey, and Ansel Adams, Annie Lobudgewitz, you don't count my mentions, okay? First of all, they only mentioned me once. And that's none of your goddamn business. I was here way before you, and I'll be here long.
Call me Ansel Adams.
I keep trying to gin up these rivalries, man. You seem like a good guy. I don't have anything against you. That's pretty much it, except I never knew BJ stole money for cigarettes. That was a revelation, and I've known him pretty much all his life. And then
we got real.
Jared not liking eggplants. Least surprising thing ever.
I let that go.
What?
Yeah.
Ever.
Sean, I let that go.
Why is that a thing?
Because eggplant's a derogatory term for black people.
What?
What?
That's a thing. You've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
Mikey P?
I've heard that.
Eggplant?
Really? Yeah.
Okay, you ever watch The Jerk? How is that? How?
Because they're very dark in color.
I thought I'd heard them all.
Eggplant?
I've never heard that one.
So you'd be like, get out of here, eggplant.
Just two eggplants. Yeah. Yeah.
Eggplant?
Eggplant. You ever watch The Jerk?
I don't remember that at all.
Do you remember The Jerk? Was you're talking to a nigger. Remember that?
Yeah.
No.
And he's like, the jungle bunnies, the eggplants. Oh, we don't want eggplants. Him walking and he's like, we're trying to keep out the eggplants. Oh, yes, we don't want any vegetables in there. No, the jungle bunnies. Oh, yes, they'll eat the eggplants.
Wow.
No.
It's been way too long since that movie. I don't remember that at all.
How is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Because
it's just
eggplants
a thing.
Are dark.
They're very dark.
Black people are dark.
Yeah.
Really? That's
but
the connection.
Purple.
That's the thing. That's it. It's a thing. It's not. I didn't make it up. Yes. It's a thing. I mean,
I believe you.
Yeah. I mean, now an eggplant's a dick. So
there's an eggplant is penis.
Right.
So,
right.
So Jared really doesn't like eggplants.
Right. Yeah.
No, Jared can't admit he likes eggplants. Yeah, yeah.
As long as they're cooked a certain way. Right.
That's what's up.
Good times. Eggplants. Anyway, dude, that's crazy. So, like, if jokingly you just called your buddy an eggplant, like, that's bad. Like, I would never do that because, like, why would I call someone an eggplant?
Well, you know, it's one of these things, like, that you never. All right, here we go.
Urban Dictionary. Apparently, it comes from the Sicilian. Word mulyang or I'm not saying it. Yeah.
Yes,
so
I know.
So that's their word for eggplant. So that.
Snap.
Snap indeed.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that makes more sense. Like and do the right thing now, where he's like, you gold teeth, gold chain, mulyang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard mulyang before, and I've heard mooly before too.
I heard mooly. I haven't heard mooly.
Well then,
I've heard mooly.
Props to Tony. For calling me racist
nice
in a
pull.
Very subtle way.
Well, you know what's good? What's good is that he saw that. And I was thinking at the time, I was like, this is something Tony, and I literally was saying, Tony would jump on this for saying, I don't like eggplants.
For me saying, I like everything but eggplants.
Right. I was like, Tony, I was literally, exactly. Dude, I was sitting there going like, oh my God, Tony's going to jump all over this. Like, and I even thought like, if anything will get Tony like out of retirement, for the phone army. It'll be this.
I gotta come out of retirement.
It's
2 days away.
So, I can't. Little did you know, you lobbed one up to him.
Oh, man.
Tony in the Mesa. The Mesa. Outro.
There it is.
And especially, now we have it.
Especially made.
And now we have it.
Woo, dude,
you know what BJ did there?
That was a lightheaded dizzy laugh I just had.
That wasn't a recording. BJ did it live.
Well, do it live. Do it live. Fucking thing sucks. Goodness gracious. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Matt's got.
Now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? So this week, I decided to dive into the ocean of nonfiction and watch Lisa DiPolito's documentary about Gilda Radner, Love, Gilda. This movie was pretty interesting. I didn't know a whole lot about Gilda Radner outside of what she did on Saturday Night Live. The cool thing about this documentary is that it's based around Gilda's journals that she kept, so it isn't speculation or only people talking about their experiences with her, but it was in her own words, deeper thoughts from her. Of course, they did have interviews from people in her life. I didn't realize that so many people who became names in comedy, more or less, came from the same place. So much of sketch in all these comedy circles started at places like Second City in Chicago, and there are times where they show pictures of Gilda on stage doing an improv show with fellow, at the time, no-name improvisers, and I was like, dang, the stage packed with superstars. It's cool because Gilda Radner seemed like she was never someone seeking out fame. She was just someone seeking out the next fun gig. It's actually something very inspiring that I personally connected to. She just happened to network and from gigs and just said sure to all the connections she made, and one thing led to another, and she was the first person to be cast on SNL. Personally, my experience with Gilda Radner is pretty limited. I didn't see her in anything else besides SNL, and to me, she was a really funny cast member, but her being a comedy titan wasn't on my radar. I think it's because after SNL, she made some movies, but stopped after Haunted Honeymoon because she was fighting cancer. So her momentum after SNL, unfortunately, didn't really continue as strong as others from the show, which is another reason why I felt this movie was interesting, because it wasn't necessarily about a Charlie Chaplin or icon in that respect, but it was about someone who was really good at what she did, endeared everyone by getting SNL off the ground, got famous, and then went back to her life. Being in the spotlight didn't seem like that was what she needed. Everything was more personal than that. So in this documentary, I found myself connecting less with what I had known her for in comedy, and more as a person skipping through life, wanting to entertain, and as a result, inspiring a lot of people in entertainment. Needless to say, I really enjoyed this documentary. But one thing as I walked away was that for some reason, it felt less like a film documentary and more like a TV special documentary. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but maybe it was because there's a whole lot of long spans of voiceover over pictures and static diary shots that was reminiscent of documentaries we'd watch in history class. I don't know. That was just my personal feeling on it. Also, they got a lot of great people to come in and weigh in on Gilda. I was surprised that people like Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd, who were shown to be important figures in her life, weren't interviewed. I wonder if they were asked or if they declined the offer or what, especially since Bill Murray and Radner dated. Either way, if you're looking for an interesting documentary about a person who blew up our TVs with laughter and never shot for fame but just for fun, look no further than Love, Gilda. I don't know how long it will be in theaters, so you may want to try to catch it quick. If not, then like I said, it has more of a low-key TV feel to it anyway, and it will just be as intriguing on the small screen as the theater. Next week, I'll be watching another movie that I'm not privy to. I love this loose, shooting-from-the-hip stuff. Until next time, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know?
That's cool.
I'm going to do the thing again. It's going to be bad again, but I'm going to do the thing again.
Do the thing.
Where is it?
Thank you, Matt, for another installment of What Do I Know?
Yeah. It's all good.
I hate it. You make a drop.
BJ's face.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, good times.
I want to watch that. That sounds really interesting.
I do. Well, I saw a trailer for it not that long ago. It
was not on my radar at all.
And yeah, I was like, oh, that's a good. It seems to be the thing is to do like biopic documentaries these days, whether it's about musicians or bands or like they just had the Mr. Rogers one. And
there's also going to be a what?
Are you going to say the Mr. Rogers Tom Hanks
movie?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, I just saw. Yeah.
Jared and I right up there. Yeah.
And then there was, I don't know what it was from, but Colin Hanks did a Mr. Rogers something or other.
Really?
For the internet. I don't know what it was. Can you look that up? Colin Hanks, Mr. Rogers thing. Well, anyway, it was because I saw a picture and it was like of Tom Hanks and somebody posted like, I didn't know I wanted this casting or something like that.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. So a picture of him as Mr. Rogers. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
And so I was like,
I'm curious.
It's called Won't You Be My Friend or something.
I don't know.
It's not called Won't You Be My Neighbor, which would be.
Yeah.
Which would be my friend sounds derivative.
Right. So I don't know what the name of the movie, but then somebody was like, and they could cast his son and do like 20 years prior or whatever. And then there was a picture of Colin Hanks dressed up. And I was like, huh?
When was he?
But that was the thing that he did. And I don't know what it was.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
But yeah, so Tom Hanks is going to be Mr. Rogers, which is interesting.
And Colin Hanks is good and likable.
I do like Colin Hanks.
Man, he's like his dad. Yeah. Like just. He's got a
Tom Hanks is like the closest living celebrity to Mr. Rogers, I would think. I don't think anybody has anything bad to say about Tom Hanks.
Right. True that. True that. Yeah. But let's take a quick break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
If your initial investment is $500 million and your apartments are up in March, you should have X amount of dollars rolling in by the end of this year.
Ah, X amount. That's very good, isn't it?
Not only that, you can depreciate the entire building for the full amount.
Depreciate. Very good. I like that.
And we found a way to get around this fair housing crap.
Ah, good. Getting around the crap. That's good. By keeping the rents high, we're going to appeal to a select class of people.
Select class.
Very, very good.
We'll keep the eggplants up.
Ah, good. We don't want any vegetables.
No, the jungle bunnies.
Oh, of course, they'll eat the vegetables.
Boss, can I talk to him? We're going to keep out the niggers.
The what?
The niggers. We'll keep them out.
Yes.
Sir, you are talking to a nigger.
So hard on yourself. How could you know that was Iron Balls McGinty?
Escargot, salad. Would Monsieur care for another bottle of the Chateau Latour?
Yes, but no more 1966. Let's splurge. Bring us some fresh wine, the freshest you've got this year's. No more of this old stuff.
Oui, monsieur.
He doesn't realize he's dealing with sophisticated people here.
Yay, we're back.
Yep.
So during the break, Mikey Pettner did confirm that Colin Hanks did play Mr. Rogers at one point, and it was on a Drunk History episode.
Nice. Yes.
There's not a trailer yet for that Tom Hanks one.
There's just a picture. I just know that I saw a picture. I don't know if there's a trailer.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I just saw a picture. Yeah.
Cool.
It looks like there's a video clip on CNN. Maybe it's not.
With Tom Hanks? Oh, it's probably just them being like, Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers.
Is that Tom Hanks in that picture there?
Yeah.
Oh, my glasses on.
Why do you need glasses? Are you old or something?
My glasses. Well, I can't see all the way over there.
Where are my spectacles? So we're talking nostalgia.
Oh, that warm blanket.
That's what the I don't know. I had a thought because I was listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
It was with Rhett and Link, who do Good Morning on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about should the 90s come back, was like their whole premise.
Sure.
And
everything comes back.
Right.
It's going to come back.
And they were mostly talking like mostly fashion, but then they like veered into pop culture and it got me thinking of like, I wonder why it's coming back, because they didn't really dive into why. And it got me thinking about why stuff comes back. The fashion stuff and what they were talking about kind of made sense, because when you're a kid and like you grow up and like this is what I used to wear, and then you become an adult and go into any industry whatsoever, the things that influenced you as a kid are going to influence what you put out into the world.
Yeah,
so, mm-hmm. so that's why it's like anywhere from 20 to 30 years, like things come back reflective in waves.
Because that's what was in my brain as a designer.
Right.
Right.
Now, I'm curious why, if you guys have a thing as to why it happens.
That could be the same reason why people come up with TV ideas.
I have a
although I think more
cynical answer, and I have a
I'm sure that our cynical answers are the same.
I would love the cynical answer.
The cynical answer is because people who grew up during that time now have money and are consuming media and clothing.
I was thinking more just in terms of lazy Hollywood, that they own the rights
a good cynical
to
answer.
So many things, and then instead of like
let's just make
creating
some money.
Instead of creating something, they have like a commodity.
We've already got the rights to Mary Poppins, so let's just make another Mary Poppins.
Exactly, or something like
that looks really good, and I do want to see it.
Now, is it a whole new Mary Poppins, or is it a new take on it?
It's a sequel.
A sequel?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, I gotta capture that sound.
Picture of DJ's face right there. He's just like, what?
So, wait, what?
And that's when I realized everything was different.
That's the moment I realized I can't get rid of that record drop.
It stars Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It looks good.
It does look
honestly.
Good.
So there's already a trailer for it?
Yeah. Oh, two of them.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, there's a teaser and an actual trailer.
With 2D animation.
Yes.
I'm like, please bring that back. I love 2D animation.
So like the original, it's the same thing.
Same style.
Yeah. Right on.
I mean, polished.
It looks like they're doing it on computers, but it's still 2D.
Yeah.
Man, you know, because that's the one thing is that takes me out of some of these new animations is when you can tell that they're computer done.
Well, I mean,
and I know that clearly, like hand drawn animation is
this
super
cartoon doesn't
labor,
look real.
It's super labor intensive, crazy labor intensive.
Sure, yeah.
But man alive, they look so much better.
Okay. I mean,
like the 2D ones. Or
hand drawn?
Because
you can hand draw stuff with like I do that when I'm editing all the time. I have a tablet and pen, and I'm technically hand drawing stuff. It's in Photoshop, but I'm using my hand to do it. Like I'm not clicking a mouse and dragging stuff. But I think it opens up so many more animation like avenues, and it makes things so much faster. So you can copy what you already have drawn, and you can adjust it. Mm-hmm. So much easier than if you had to like redraw everything and do it all over again.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, there's the super labor intensive classic animation style where you have a zillion animators, you know, working to make
for seven
Snow White.
Years.
Yeah, Snow
something.
White.
Oh, yeah.
And
even that,
all
like
these classic Disney's.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Well, but that you could see, I understand how, like, okay. You have a computer program that can like handle certain things. Like, and you see it in Archer, you see it in some other things that like, just like they just have certain things and it just looks a certain way. And right away, I think that's computer.
Right.
Computer done. But, something about that live action. So it made me think, have you ever seen the movie Wizards? Like Ralph Bakshi, you familiar with Ralph Bakshi?
No.
So he did Fritz the Cat like in the 70s.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did a couple of the like adult cartoons.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he did a movie called Wizards back in the day. And and these story these wizards and actually the Hobbit the
cartoon.
The animated Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
There some of that uses it too, and some of like old Disney stuff uses it too where they to their computer their version of computer animation was taking live stills and drawing over it.
Yeah, yeah, they did that a lot with Alice in Wonderland.
So it had this like very human feel to it because they were like had a video of a woman dancing and they draw right over it.
They did that all the way up to like Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they traced over it like they did with like Alice in Wonderland, but they had an actress like acting out all the aerial stuff and then they like use that as their inspiration.
Now, just someone who isn't as familiar with these movies, Little Mermaid. I think I've seen it, but maybe not. I know.
I saw that movie like four times in the theater.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I was a child.
I'm not a well person.
Someday you'll be part of this world. Just like everyone else.
Yes. Yeah. One day. One day. I'll
look
still
at
be
this
like.
This film. Yeah. Isn't it neat?
Good times.
If I watched it, my lexicon would be complete.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, they did the same. They
I wish I could appreciate that.
I'm sure it was great. Music alone is fantastic in those films.
It is
films,
really
those,
good.
A Whole New World? Is that in there?
Yeah.
A Whole.
That's yep. Aladdin.
Oh, that's Aladdin.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Because we did that was
part of your world is Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A Whole New World we sang on the boat.
A Whole New World. That's Aladdin.
Don't you dare close your eyes. That was my, and I'd never seen it. And I also we did Phantom, which I'd never seen that either.
Phantom of the Opera? Mm.
On the boat in Seattle back in the, because we did these little shows that were like
nice.
15, 20 minutes long, and they were little medleys of different songs and stuff. Yeah. And so there was one that was like show stuff. But I remember like, I don't know what this is from.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but I remember singing, yeah, putting on the mask and singing, don't you dare close your eyes.
Nice. Well, oh, you that crossed was actually, the two of
them. Right, sorry. I hope that's the way you did it, because that's great.
We put the mask on and sing, the Phantom of the Opera is there.
Good stiff.
But,
So part of my mind when I heard about this whole nostalgia thing was... It's not only that that's what we grew up with and so we're having a resurgence of it or whatever. To me, it's because back in the, we even talked about it, I think, when we were talking about Lost and like our favorite TV shows or whatever.
Sure.
Like everyone was watching the same thing because it was that was even at the very beginning of like DVRs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so back then, if you wanted to watch Animaniacs, you had to get your ass home from school and you had to sit down and watch Animaniacs because that's when it was on and then it was over and that was it. That was like the only time you're going to see it, or an episode of Happy Days.
Anything.
or
right. be Leave it to Beaver in front of the TV at
anything.
That time.
You had to be there to watch it, and that was it. Well, reruns are a fairly new thing too. Like not super new, but like in the 80s is when the reruns really kind of started, like syndication and all that stuff, and with like cable TV and everything. And they're like, we can rerun stuff because people want to watch it, and so that's when that kind of took over. And so I think that's why streaming and stuff is doing so well, because they'll put out something like a Dawson's Creek that you only saw the one time. Unless No.
I know.
It's not that stupid. Anyway, but like, so Samantha's been watching Dawson's Creek. She has the DVDs, but like, that's effort, as dumb as that sounds.
Get up
you
and
do have to
grab
put
a disc
discs in and stuff.
Disc.
But like streaming, they're just like, we can put this on there. We'll get exclusive rights to Seinfeld on Hulu.
Stay right where you're at.
And
we'll just do it right here.
Well, and like Seinfeld is another great example, because like you could turn on cable TV and I'm sure you can find an episode of Seinfeld somewhere on TV right now.
Yes.
But if you don't have cable, whoever has the streaming rights to it is like, boom, we got it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of what's making nostalgia in general come back, is the fact that you have instant access to everything that you wanted when you were a child.
Yeah.
You can watch it now. And if it's not streaming somewhere, it's probably on the internet somewhere.
It's on YouTube.
And so that instant gratification, I think, is bringing... It has something to do with the nostalgia train, I think. And so that's and that's what I was like wondering, if like the psychology of it is because we couldn't have it when we were a kid, that like I'm 35 years old and I'm dying to watch like Animaniacs.
Right.
And that's a freaking granted, it's a really good cartoon that holds up, but like why is it because I couldn't have it then? I had it the one time and I remember it being so great that I need it again.
Yes.
And so now that I'm 30 and I have access to it, bring it on. And they're making more Animaniacs now.
I was going to say, and they're making
boy,
another
they are?
One.
Yeah. Yes.
It's on it's on my list.
Steven Spielberg and the original, most of the original cast, they're making more. They're making them right now to come out in a year, because animation takes a while.
Huh. And well, they're doing it by hand.
Right.
And that takes time.
Well, and so that's what... And so I think that's part of it, that like I couldn't have it then, and so I get it now. And so like, but it seems like the 90s is really coming heavy handed with like stuff. Like Nickelodeon is putting out a lot of stuff again. Like Double Dare just came back. And like,
what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Double Dare?
Yeah.
Explain.
Mark Summers. Is it Mark Summers hosting it?
Yes. Oh, kids show.
No way.
It's a game show where people do like dumb things, get slimed and stuff.
Slime.
Yeah.
The slime. Okay.
I mean, it's part of it, but yeah.
It was Nickelodeon.
They had slime on everything back then. In the 90s, slime was everywhere.
Slime.
But see, and so I'm wondering.
That's slimy for no reason at all.
I'm wondering why our generation is bringing the 90s so hard. Like, is it like, how come I Love Lucy's not running rampant? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, why is it our generation that just was barely on the cusp of like having the stuff, and now we have it, so we're like, we're gonna use it.
Yeah.
But how come, like, one or two generations back,
they're no longer the.
I don't think that's fair though, because you have Hawaii Five-0, you have
as remakes.
Yeah,
but you're not getting like
access the streaming, to the original stuff.
Yeah, right. The original stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
But well, I mean, yeah, they are remaking it.
They're remaking all of you know, from you know the Hawaii Five-0 to what was
Miami Vice and like all the stuff on network TVs they're doing, but that's still coming
Perry
back.
Mason is another one that they're looking at.
Well, because who has cable?
Right.
Who's watching network TV? The people who watched that stuff when it was originally out.
And so the remake thing is interesting for that reason, because the remakes seem to be a slightly older. We're not remaking stuff from the 90s yet.
No.
Like, we're remaking the older stuff. And so I'm wondering who's behind that, if it's like an older exec that's like, I remember watching this when I was a kid, so I'm going to bring back.
Probably. I mean, think of
all
the.
That since you're in a very influential demographic now. And so that demographic is going to be able to choose a lot of things. And so since that was popular when you were a kid, clearly that's going to be a money demographic to kind of like pitch to.
Newly with disposable income and surprised by their amount of disposable income. It's like, wow, I can consume all these things I couldn't consume before.
And then the folks who are like watching I Love Lucy, not as much. I mean, because they're in their 70s now.
Sure.
They're done watching stuff.
They're just not nearly as influential advertising market as 18 to 35.
Because it's not a new concept. Like, everyone's like, enough with the remakes already. But look at how many King Kongs have there been. You know what I mean? Yeah.
When
you
have about Father of the Bride like 2 weeks ago, which is a remake.
When you have a solid story.
Wait a minute.
And yeah, wait, what?
You were talking about, I think it was, maybe it was like three or three episodes ago, you mentioned watching Father of the Bride as like a tradition.
Martin?
No, not that one, original.
No, I don't know the original.
Maybe I was thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
But there's your other podcast?
My other podcast.
Chalked with,
But there's an original Father of the Bride from like the 50s.
Weird. Right?
Yeah, it's weird how that.
And there's a new
that
one.
Always, you know.
It was an original Italian job. Never made that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not a new concept.
Remakes aren't new.
It seems to be an abundance of it happening now, but it is a thing that has happened before. Now, TV shows. I don't know of any TV shows other than like the modern stuff that's happening where they're like, let's redo Hawaii Five-0 or what, you know, these older TV shows. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, before now.
Right. Has that
like,
been done before?
Has
now?
There been remakes of TV shows before?
I don't think so.
Where they're like, let's do another Bewitched.
Because TV's only
from
1950s or so. You know, like 1950s is as far back as TV goes.
Right.
So
it takes. What, 60, 70 years for them to remake a TV show?
Because like they're remaking,
and it's
like,
only 15 years to remake a movie. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know if there's any of those hard and fast rules either. Because I'm listening at this, looking at this list that we were passing back.
Like
52 TV shows making a comeback, from Amazing Stories to The X-Files. One of them is The Office.
What?
Well, they were talking about it. Is it happening?
Well, no. Okay, now granted, this is a story from earlier this year.
Sure.
But yeah, this is Greg Daniels, who developed the U.S. Office based on the U.K. series, which is so funny too, because
it's a remake already.
is behind the potential revival. Coincidentally, Daniels is also kicking the tires on potentially bringing back another one of his old shows, King of the Hill. Which I think that's one of the best shows ever.
Well, but like. See, I'm so torn.
Sure.
Because there's been
not very old.
Well, not only that, but there's been so many that like remakes and reboots, or I don't even know what the difference is. Like, we've talked about that before. Like, what's the remake and what's a reboot and what's that? Like, a reboot is a continuation. No. That would just be a continuation.
Because a reboot is retelling the story.
We're saying the same story over again.
Yeah. But a reboot is also because like they rebooted Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. That's not a continuation. So there's a continuation.
But that's just a sequel. I mean, right? That's just not a.
If they brought back The Office right now with all the original cast, would be a continuation.
All right,
with like 10 years
off. For example, there was a TV show called Trapper John M.D. which was the character from MASH.
Right.
And so that's a continuation.
It's not a spinoff.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's a spinoff.
Like Joey was a spinoff.
Frasier.
You take a right.
So what would be a continuation then?
Something, I'm sure something is. Will and Grace. So it just came back and it's all the same people.
So Murphy Brown is the same way.
Yep. And that, but that's it's another one it's happening all over the place where they're like, let's bring this back because people loved it.
Right. Roseanne.
Fuller House. Fuller House. And so like, there's got to be a lot of stuff involved in the decision making. Yeah. Like it's not just because like we own the rights and let's do it, but like, Hollywood's out of ideas. Like,
I think
both of those are.
Both a big part of it.
I think
though.
So too. Yeah,
but it's also because they are tapping into our stinking brains.
Because
of like
because
you
less,
like this,
they're less
do
risky.
It again.
It's less
right?
risky to make something like people love.
We know
this
works.
If
yeah,
we make something
works.
That's even like a shadow of what that was, we'll make X money. Like
but
even if it's not as successful,
right? Just from the name. Just from the recognition of the name, yeah.
But not really, because look at Ghostbusters. Like, they're like, let's do Ghostbusters and let's do that.
Yeah,
and
that
was
the marketing murdered that.
Yeah, I was going to say that was kind of an anomaly because of all the media and social media out.
Was it an anomaly, though? Baywatch? Did anyone see the Baywatch movie?
I didn't.
But also,
horrible.
But you didn't hear about
name
Baywatch
recognition.
As far as like a social media storm the way you did about Ghostbusters. So that in that way it was an
Chips?
Anomaly.
Did you see Chips?
I did not.
Yeah, but I didn't hear about that either. Like I can't think of another movie that had such a negative reaction to it as the female version of Ghostbusters.
But still, it's the name. They take the name and they take a slight concept of it, like Starsky and Hutch. Did you see that movie?
For sure.
Yes, which
Jurassic
was great.
World. Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't great,
I mean, not
but
Jurassic
it's
World, but,
serviceable and fine
or,
and fun.
Like, of them all, I would say 21 Jump Street was been a really good one. Did anyone see that with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I really enjoyed that movie.
That was fun. That was a fun,
now, is
silly
it,
movie.
Is
it's,
it,
different, it's different to take something that was, like, something like Ghostbusters, which is already great and beloved and, like, widely still watched now.
It'd be like, if they were
like,
let's do Back
to the
Future.
Let's do that again. And people were like, why?
Right.
Yeah, if somebody said, we're going to remake Back to the Future, most people would be like, why?
Yeah,
like,
don't
we still
do
have
that.
Back to the Future, and it's good.
Right.
Like, when Charlie's Angels was going to be made into a movie, not this is the best example, but, like, that show wasn't, like, a juggernaut of television that was, like, this highly praised, critically acclaimed thing. It was like, oh, that was fun. Let's make a movie out of it. And people are like, oh, yeah, that was fun.
We own the property.
We can go watch that movie.
So.
Well, and that's what we've talked about. I think we've talked about that concept before, where it's like, remake the bad stuff. Like,
right.
Take something that wasn't great and remake it into be something better. Like, I haven't seen
It was like average or Midland.
Or like the original Ocean's
it.
11. Like,
I never
the,
saw
the Frank Sinatra one.
Never saw
it. I've seen
it's
it. It's not
okay.
Great.
It's not great. It's decent.
It's fine.
But when you watch the new George Clooney one, you're
that
like,
movie
this movie
great.
Is great.
That's a great
now they
movie.
Should have stopped at the first one.
Yes.
That being said,
yes.
But like as a remake, it's like, sure, you took the movie that you liked and you took it and you made it good.
Right.
And the same thing for the Italian Job. I do like the original Italian Job and I do like the Mark Wahlberg one. A lot of people give it flack. I think it's a fun heist movie.
Yeah.
And so, sure, you took something that was decent and you made it modern and I dig that.
Right. Yeah,
just like King Kong, you could tell King Kong Every Which Way to Sunday, but the reason it keeps getting remade is because it's a good concept and it's just somebody else's take on it. And so I get that, but like taking something that's solid like a Ghostbusters and like let's do it.
Yeah.
We can cash in on the fact that it's Ghostbusters.
Like if somebody tried to remake Lord of the Rings,
right.
I don't know, ever.
Like, what?
Because those
right.
movies have been done and it's that's the best that we're going to get.
Like why?
Like why redo that?
Someone will do it. Someone's
They will.
Yeah.
And
same
that's
reason
why
they'll
I
do
just don't get it.
The other ones that you shouldn't blasphemize
about. Well, and like you were saying when we were talking about something, some Marvel thing, you're like, how long do you think before they make Iron Man again? And I said,
never. Right.
I don't think they will.
I think they will.
But they probably will, right?
Maybe.
Because you own
it. If history repeats itself.
I don't think they will. I think they'll make more standalone movies, but I don't think they'll retell the origin stories anymore because they don't need to. They can continue making those movies forever.
How many Spider-Man origin movies have we got, though?
But how many of them were great?
The first one's pretty good.
Yeah, the first one's good.
With Tobey Maguire
like
nerd on.
It's like right Homecoming on. Is Homecoming
Toby
isn't really a remake per se. It's definitely a reboot of Spider-Man because you have
thing,
a different
like,
person.
I don't know. And so it's just the whole concept of it is just like running through my brain. Like,
sure.
Am I getting played?
Probably.
Yes. Probably. We all are.
Because I choose to believe that I'm not.
We are.
but I know that I am.
Yeah, we are.
Like, I know it.
Yeah.
like they are tapping into my childhood for exactly that reason. They're like, this made you feel good. And they know that, like, especially somebody my age.
But what's so terrible about that, though, is my question.
But they know that I was, quote-unquote, raised by TV. Yeah. Like, the divorce rate and everything when I was a kid was out of control, nuts. And so there was so many single moms that were like, I don't know what to do. Sit in front of this TV and watch TV while I cook dinner.
Sure.
Or whatever it
or
is.
Or cry.
Right. Yeah. Aww. Aww. Dude. I was going to hit the fail button.
We were all there. We all grew up there.
No, it's true. And so, like, I think that they know that TV was this warm, fuzzy place for me.
Yeah.
And so they're like, let's fucking get him.
Tap into that.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't mind that I'm getting played in that aspect.
It just depends. I mean, like, if it comes out and it's like something that like tickles your fancy, you know, that makes you feel nostalgic and feels warm and all that, then more power to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess.
And I don't know. I can't think of a good example for that. Cause like Bad News Bears didn't
the remake with Billy Bob.
Yeah. I was like, man,
right. You know, I remember thinking that was okay.
It was just okay. But see, at the most,
but that's another one of those, like, why would you do it? Because the original is so classic and iconic.
Believe me, I'm with you on that. But right. I don't think you should.
Did you go see that in the theater?
Which one? The new one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
But a lot of people did. Because they're like, Bad News Bears. That was
exactly
great. I'll go give it a shot.
And then maybe the way it makes you feel. Like, for me, you know, I was like, the feeling I get from thinking Bad News Bears is a very pleasant like feeling.
So it's like, should we hedge our bets and, you know, remake Bad News Bears? Or should we make a totally, completely new, untested material movie?
Well, and in a way, since you already know, they know this about me. Mm-hmm. And they know this about millions of others, that Bad News Bears really touched a nerve of these people. So owning the right to Bad News Bears gives us a whole lot of leeway. We can throw out a pile of shit and call it Bad News Bears, and it's going to make X amount of money. For example, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So
I'm going to bring up the elephant in the room for you, especially BJ, is that Disney does it, and they do it right, and they do
on the remakes.
Yes.
What have they done? I'm trying to think. I don't know what.
How many Parent Trap movies are there?
Two sets.
There's three.
So I remember.
There's the original
Tuesday Weld. No, is that
no?
Right?
The Parent Trap.
Right.
There's the original.
Of the actress.
Oh, I couldn't.
Patty Duke.
I don't know. Sure. I couldn't name them.
Patty Duke.
But there's the original. Crush. And then there's the Jodie Foster. No, that's Freaky Friday. Right.
Freaky Friday.
So is there only two Parent Traps then? The original and then Lindsay Lohan.
As far as I know.
But so anyway, they've done that. They've done Shaggy Dog multiple times. They've done Herbie the Love
Herbie
Bug.
Fully Loaded.
Multiple times.
Lindsay must have had a contract with them.
Well,
since
she did when she was a kid because she was adorable and good. Uh-huh. And so I was like, lock her down to do whatever. But like, they also have done the cartoons where they're like, here's a cartoon. Here's a new cartoon. Here's a live action version of that cartoon.
Speaking of, they're like remaking Lilo and Stitch in live action.
They're doing them all.
Yeah.
But it's dumb that they call them live action because they're like, here's the Jungle Book, live action. I'm like, with all these CG animals, I get that it looks like a real bear.
Yeah.
But it's not a real bear. Right? It's not a live action movie.
Putting one human in the movie.
It's live action. Because they're doing a live act, quote unquote, live action Lion King.
Right.
And it's like, that's not
how is that going to happen?
They're all going to be CG animals.
Yeah.
It's
going to look like a real
lion.
Some
poor schmuck is in the Serengeti right now filming empty space. Right. And they're just going to fill it with
some lion. It's going to be great.
But it's good. But they're good. Like, Cinderella was kind of an iffy one where I was like, I wasn't like super thrilled with the remade live action Cinderella.
Yeah.
But Beauty and the Beast was solid.
Was that good?
Now, did Winnie the Pooh movie come out already?
Yes.
It came out.
Yes.
Christopher Robin?
I did not get to see it.
Because there's two of those.
It's now, Christopher Robin.
Was it a retelling? Or was it like a...
It is a continuation story because now Christopher Robin... It's just
he's
like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, the kids from Mary Poppins original are now
the
adults who have kids. And then Mary Poppins in the trailer...
Do they use the actors, I wonder?
I don't think so.
That'd be dope. Because they're kind of recognizable.
They did bring back... why am I blanking on his name? from the original Mary Poppins?
Dick Van Dyke?
I can't think of Dick Van Dyke.
I don't know if he's playing Bert, but he's in it.
He's in it.
I don't think he's a hero of mine, for sure. Yeah.
And so
that was, and he's like, is that really him, like, yeah, dancing around? Like, wow, he still got it.
Really?
He's awesome. Yeah. Like, I have a fantasy, like, of running into him.
Yeah.
And just, like...
But not, like, knocking him over.
No. I picture, like, sometimes, like, for some reason, like...
Oh, sorry.
I don't know, does he live in Coronado? Does he live in San Diego area?
I think so.
Really?
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So every now and then, like, I'll do the show, pet show, and I'll think that, like...
Maybe Dick Van Dyke is here.
And if he came out, and, like, I would be so happy to, like, just to say hi and thanks for this and that. And,
you know,
you were so important to us back in the day and still are and blah, blah, blah. It would be nice. But dang it, I forgot what I was going to say.
It just blows me. So, like, the whole thing about, like, Mary Poppins is, like, in the trailer anyway, they're like, why are you here? And she's like, to save the Banks children.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's or like, do our kids need help? And she's like, I wasn't talking about the kids. She's like, there to save the same kids again,
but as adults
or whatever, to like remind them of being, I don't know, some happy feel good Disney thing.
Not letting go of your sense of childhood wonder.
Right.
I would imagine.
But like, so Disney does that so well. And maybe it's just because they have, I think we've mentioned it before, like Disneyland. If you've never been to Disneyland,
I'm sorry.
You could walk into Disneyland for the very first time and feel like you've been there 100 times.
Yeah.
Like, in that, how familiar everything is, and
well, because you know the songs and you know the characters and you know everything, so it's so iconic that you could walk into Disneyland and be hit with nostalgia.
It's made for you to be comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
For something you've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And the fact that they can do that and just make it happen, and like that's part of the reason why you quote unquote hate them, because they're just a behemoth and they can do that. But like,
yeah,
but when they remake something, it's like, well, here we go. Everyone really liked Aladdin, so let's do a live action version of Aladdin now.
Yeah,
because we can.
Yeah,
but that, like, even that, just that kind of just like, that just kind of riles me.
Right? Yeah.
Why are they making the thing?
Yeah, especially if, like, if you held Aladdin in the same, like, you know, reverence as you did, you know, Snow White or something else.
I'm sure they're gonna make Snow White at some point.
And this is the thing that I don't know. I'm not 100% on whether it's positive or negative, but I think it's kind of okay to, like, reimagine things and visit them from different perspectives, because that's what we do with theater literally all the time.
Right.
No, that's true.
Every director, every cast, putting
a different spin on stuff.
Honestly, I'm always down for, like, oh, this is what they're going to do with Batman now. Yeah. Oh, really? Good. I want to see this.
Like, it doesn't take away from what's already been made. Like,
this is, yeah, these kind of, like, hulks stay in their own place.
That's huge.
But
what you just
said. Depends, though, because it just depends. It depends on what the even though the original Tim Burton Batmans were, I really enjoyed the first two. We're great.
Oh, yeah. Those are the only Tim Burton ones.
It might make you see other things in a different light, but I don't think it should hinder your ability to enjoy things that have already been made before.
That's exactly how I feel.
Maybe so. I think that there is a kind of a, like, oh, God, like an emotional loyalty, I guess.
Well, like, the big example for you is, like, if we just take Willy Wonka.
Right.
Like, I know that fly's been bugging you the whole time.
It's all good.
If we take Willy Wonka, or the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is the Gene Wilder.
There you go.
And it's freaking great.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. Like, it's a really good, feel-good, kind of fun, whimsical ride.
Right.
And then they remade it.
/ terrifying.
Tim Burton with Charlie and Chocolate Factory. They remade it. Mm-hmm. And you are like, boo. Like, you hate it. You're like, why'd you do it?
From the get-go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I like both of them. I like the original one a lot more. Don't get me wrong. But I do like the Johnny Depp one.
BJ just transformed into a creature of anger.
Right.
You, what?
See, and it's funny because I'm, like, literally sitting in the middle of you guys. But I'm kind of in the middle there because they were going to remake it. I'm like, I'll give it a shot. I'm like, that could be good.
Right.
And I watched it. I'm like, no.
Well, it's funny. I guess, like,
but it's not
I do not
garbage.
Enjoy this.
It's not garbage. Yeah.
But I think that, like, for certain things that you, you just kind of associate such a strong emotional attachment to it that it seems sacrilegious to
you don't want that response tarnished.
Well, that's like,
in a way, yeah. Like, and you were like, no, same. Yeah, Wizard of Oz always means this to me,
right?
You know, and then now it's going to mean, if I'm assuming they'll probably at some point make a remake of it.
They did Return to Oz.
They did which was not like a remake.
It was reimagined
right. in The Wiz.
Right. Yeah.
True.
But like,
which
so
is awesome.
So what you're saying is like, you can like both, you said something that I like pointed at you at, but I was like, man, that's it. Exactly.
Like remaking something shouldn't take away from the strength of the original.
Well, right. Because right. like take Ghostbusters, for example.
Ghostbusters is still
amazing, and it's still Ghostbusters.
Like, I can still pop it in and laugh my ass off when they're like, exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12. Must be some cockroach. Like, it's right. Yeah, right. It's, no yeah. new Ghostbusters it's, movie is ever right. gonna make that less funny to
right
me,
right
you know? And so people like, are like, this is ruining my childhood.
That's
I'm like,
ridiculous.
Take the DVD from the one you like
yeah.
and watch that one. It's yeah. not changing anything.
Yeah,
and
good.
So I like is a too big of a term, but I liked the new Ghostbusters. If I'm gonna watch Ghostbusters, I'm gonna pick Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray right. and Harold Ramis, and that's my Ghostbusters. I'm gonna watch that movie.
Absolutely.
But if I'm gonna watch, like, if I see the other ones on HBO and I'm flipping through, guess what? It's great.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is actually really good. Kristen Wiig's really funny. Leslie is freaking great in that movie. Like,
there's a lot of funny bits in it.
It's really funny. Just because it's Ghostbusters, quote unquote, just because it's Ghostbusters doesn't mean that it's bad. And people hated it for all those reasons that, why are you remaking Ghostbusters? Why are you doing it with women?
Yeah,
I think
they have that emotional connection. Like, you're trying to remake something that's already great. Yeah. You're trying to make it
but
different.
So what?
But if this is great, then why make something different?
It's just like a book. Yeah. It's just like reading a book and then making a movie out of the book. It's like, duh, you're going to love the book. But they can still do it?
Well, you
like,
know,
why are you going to hate
this
it?
Is
just
this
hate
is very
it.
Similar, I think, to the complaint that we've had about Broadway over the last 20 years. Is that, like, come up with an original story, please.
Let's
but
just
instead,
take the music of Band X and
yes,
make that into
and make
a
that show.
Show.
Or let's take this movie that's already been popular and make it into a stage show.
Or now you have, like, you have musicals that were movies that were musicals.
right. wait a minute. Which one is that? Hairspray?
Nothing makes me more irrationally angry.
Is that
than
Hairspray?
That.
Or
no. God, was
that musical? Is one.
That is one
but
of them.
That,
yeah.
that was
that
one that
the
was
one
a
that
movie.
Set me off, though.
That was a right. movie.
Oh, my God.
That was a musical.
It was a movie that they made a musical,
And then
they made
a musical,
musical.
Movie musical of.
right.
Right. Okay. God. Okay. Yeah. But you know what? If I was John Waters and owned
that property.
And
then they did it on TV. They did a Hairspray
live.
Live,
yeah.
Those
kind of
got
make
it all.
Me irrationally angry.
Hairsprays did—they run the gamut. They did
do
the whole
it
thing
to death.
You know, I can't. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to blame anybody for like, hey, this is what we have. Make a buck. The Blue Man Group, you know, will do anything. They'll do anything.
True.
You know, and but hey, they've been making a lot of money for the last
they've been blue
20
for a
years.
Very long time.
Yeah, 25 years or so. Then they're a big corporation. Like our old boss was a Blue Man, former Blue Man Group executive.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's what hey, whatever they have the it's some of it is like heartless, I think, business acumen to like take a, well, this is, you know, we crunch the numbers and, you know, these titles are going to stimulate a certain amount of the
X return if
yeah
we invest
for,
so
no
much
matter
money
what yeah, yeah because of what we know because of the data that that whatever we do we can make it work you know but they're hiring writers and actors and directors and set designers and all that stuff
crew like,
yeah I mean so part of it's like you know that's cool I just kind of wish it was less is what I wish that the amount of product that came out in movies and television and theater was the amount of it that's been remade is less, in my opinion.
It might be the gambler in me, but I like the idea of working on something that nobody knows what the heck it's about. Nobody knows if this is any good or not. And then there's the shot of like it like catching fire and people being like, oh, this is the greatest thing since blah, blah, blah. Like,
right.
That's why I love, like, I'll go and I'll watch like independent movies in the theater and I'll go and watch stuff that's not, you know, Spider-Man 19. Like I saw Shape of Water in the theater. I saw her in the theater. these like small quote unquote indie movies. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be good, it might not be, but I want to give it a shot because I want people to keep making original things.
Dude, that's
like,
how Napoleon that Dynamite was. You
oh,
know,
right.
Was
like, yeah. You know. God, it's magic.
G.I.'s for dinner.
It's just, well, and see, that's why I think the nostalgia thing is coming back so hard because a lot of people are on that same boat. We're like, don't remake it. Just give me the goods. Like, give me the OG. Like,
yeah.
Like, don't re, like, they're going to make more Animaniacs. Great. That's great. Because it's going to be the original people. It's still not going to be the same, but just give me the give me access to the stuff that I want, so like from forever ago. Like, give me the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles streaming. I will watch that 8 times in a row. It'll be my office. It'll be like, I'm going to watch Ninja Turtles now. Or yeah. What? Like, any, whatever it was, just give me the – you don't need to remake it, but then you're not going to make more money off of it. And yeah. So that's where it's like, if we remake it, they'll watch it. And it's like, you're right.
You're right.
But, like, just the original. Give me the goods.
I have a great example of this. We talked about favorite shows of all time, and I mentioned Avatar The Last Airbender.
Right.
They're making a live-action Avatar The Last Airbender right. TV show.
Yep.
But – the original creators of the show are at the helm. So right. I'm like, ooh, that could be really good.
Anybody watch, did you watch Bleach?
Yeah.
Was it good?
The, oh, wait, the movie?
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Live
the,
action?
The live, the Netflix, the oh, new one.
I didn't watch that. No.
I did, yeah,
I've seen the anime.
Was it good?
Surprisingly good, actually.
Because really? They did it. It's live action, but it still looks like an anime.
Right. I mean, it's
really
yeah.
Yeah, they did a real like a surprisingly good job of translating it into
interesting. Like, I'll check that out.
What yeah, do you mean? It's like it looks like anime.
You have to just yeah, look at it. Like it's very I mean, very stylized.
Is it like yes, Speed Racer.
More so,
yeah.
More so.
Okay.
More than that.
Yeah.
Dialed up to 11.
Yeah.
You okay, have very human characters, and they didn't go overboard on some of it to, like, really make them look like the characters looked.
Yeah.
But you could tell who each character was.
Yeah.
But they were real live actors, and the story was told really in a surprise, you know, surprisingly true to the original form.
And well, was it
and that's what people want.
Was it remade, it was or awesome, was it a continuation story?
No, it was, yeah.
It they just took the whole thing and just redid it, but live.
It was, I think, the story was...
Go ahead, dude.
Come on, do it.
Well, do it live! Do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
I think, and I could be wrong about it, but I think it's almost, the story encompasses the first season-ish.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So, yeah. So, but, and to cram the whole first season into one, you know, whatever it was, like, yeah. I don't know if it was fully 2 hours, but... You know,
because yeah,
they made
I
that
heard it
work.
Was good.
That's
yeah,
pretty
I heard
impressive.
It was good,
and they did, so, and it was yeah, and they yeah, did a surprisingly good job. It's definitely worth.
That's
it.
That's what they try to do with nice, the Last Airbender live action movie. It's like, let's cram this whole first season of shows into one, not even 2 hour movie.
Well,
like,
I didn't watch any of it. I didn't see the show. I didn't see yeah, the movie, but
I
heard
sure liked the trailer. I remember.
Yeah,
the trailer looked cool.
It looked awesome. I'm like, I'm so on board.
I didn't even know about the thing.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering if I watch it, will I like it? Or is
the
it
cartoon?
No, the movie.
No,
like because I don't know anything about any of it.
Is bad. Like I don't mean like bad. Like they're not faithful to the source material. I
right,
mean like this is a badly made
got it,
film.
Got it.
Like,
got it. So I won't enjoy
some
it.
Some scenes are just too dark.
Like
the acting. The acting is stilted and terrible. Like time, it's yeah.
So
the happening. What? No.
Yeah.
That was a good.
Yeah. You know what happens in The Happening?
Nothing.
Yeah.
False
nothing
advertising.
Happening.
So I guess the long and short of it is I'm okay with the whole nostalgia thing coming back. And
yeah,
I think I'm okay with it because they are 100% in my head and like giving me all that I want.
Yeah.
All right. It's like I'm the marionetted and
right
I'm like,
now, yeah,
oh yeah, you just control me. And you know exactly what I'm going to click on because I see it.
We're sure, talking with Rich on the way here. That article that I'd linked, I was kind of going through it.
The remakes and all that
right,
stuff. Yeah.
It's just it's 50.
Oh
something,
yeah.
So it's and it's also one of those clickbait ones where
oh,
you
yeah,
have to like,
you click through the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Instead of just give me the list. Yeah, just give me the list.
So I got
yeah,
through about 25 or
yeah,
30 of them, and you know, there's like Murphy Brown and stuff like that was on
right,
there.
Yeah.
But did we talk about the Gong Show before?
No.
No.
Nope.
You familiar with the Gong Show?
Oh yeah.
You familiar with the new Gong Show?
No.
No.
There's a new Gong Show.
Why?
Like happening right now or about to happen?
It's two seasons in. Have you heard about this?
No. Wait, no. What?
It's yeah. two seasons in.
Okay, so
what station is this on?
Good question. We'll have to look it up. Maybe the Gong Show.
Maybe maybe GSN Game Show Network.
Maybe.
No, it's gotta have like a Neil Patrick Harris or a Wayne Brady type host, and it's gotta be on like 8 o'clock NBC Thursdays or something.
You would think
it's gotta be.
Now you're half right. At least half right.
Wayne Brady's on it.
Neil Patrick Harris. As far as like somebody you would know.
Yeah, it's got to be some host.
Stars Mike Myers, Will Arnett.
Ah, you buried the lead for me, damn it. I'm about
to say. No, that's great.
Guess who the host is?
Mike Myers and Will Arnett.
Will Arnett is on the, do you remember the, like they had the three celebrities on the thing? Yeah. He's one of the celebrities.
Okay.
And he's also a producer of the show.
And Mike Myers is hosting it?
What? As someone else in heavy makeup.
Whoa.
Yes, so they never. Never say Mike Myers, but like, yes. And it's on.
Jared doesn't know how to feel about this.
Check it out on Hulu. I think it's on Hulu.
What the freak,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. So what's the name of his character? It says there, doesn't it? Or does it?
Wow.
He's probably good at it, though. I mean, Mike Myers is good at that type of stuff. Sure.
Doesn't
say. No,
it is good, but it's just like, it's like,
why?
Oh, yeah, you know, sometimes comedians will, I want to do every character on the table,
right?
You know, so I want to be Uncle so and so, and you know, like everybody
they
wants
want to be a nutty professor,
exactly.
Eddie Murphy,
yeah,
Tyler Perry,
and Tyler Perry, right. and
Mike Myers, yeah,
he's done that too, right? Yeah,
oh, yeah, like, well, not maybe not all of them, but he's done like Austin Powers, he's Dr. Evil, also, like, he does the multiple things,
Fat Bastard,
yeah, he does the multiple characters,
yeah.
So, what's that, Mike?
Oh, I thought it was, yeah, it's hard to say. It says USA, so I'm not sure. No, it's on ABC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. See, I just don't. See, I nailed it. Like, almost.
You did.
like, I nailed the concept. Because that's what happens. Speaking of ABC and the nostalgia thing, do you know what TGIF
is back.
Thank God it's Friday.
They're doing it again.
Popular, like, Friday night show.
Yep. It's because most people go out on Friday nights or whatever. But ABC is trying to get people like me to turn on television by calling it TGIF again.
And isn't NBC doing must see TV or something on one of these nights too?
No.
Thursday. All I know from growing up is that must see TV was Thursday nights on NBC.
Yeah.
And TGIF was a great lineup on ABC Friday nights.
Wow. What were those shows? Like family,
for me,
yeah.
Family Matters, Boy Meets World,
Step by Step,
Step by Step.
Yeah, yeah, I never watched any of those.
Well, right, you weren't a TGIF, weren't the market for that,
right?
No.
Like I was like fresh home from school.
Yeah, it was prime time.
I came home from school. Friday night meant like my single mom could buy pizza, and we'd have pizza, and we'd watch TGIF, and like.
And life was good.
My mom
baby.
Was crying in the back, apparently, according to BJ.
Oh, my God. She was cooking the pizza with her tears.
And I was watching TGIF eating my pizza. You know what I mean? Like, and so they're trying to, they're literally, and I think Fresh Off the Boat is one of their lineups
nowadays,
for TGIF.
Right, yeah.
There's
Blackish?
Because
don't they kind of put those shows together?
I don't think it's part of TGIF, though.
The minority.
Yeah. They're like, I hate eggplant.
What did I say?
But there's a game show. What's it called? Child Support. Is the game show
Child Support?
It's part of a TGIF lineup, and I didn't know what it was.
A prime
either.
Time game show.
Yep, it's on TGIF, so it's like it's right. part of their that's right. part of their thing.
Okay,
what do you think Child
so
Support is all about?
Child Support.
Just take a guess.
All right,
it can't be what I'm thinking.
Take a guess.
Child Support.
What would you think?
I'm gonna guess.
Deadbeat dads on the TV to.
I can't
win enough money to pay their child support.
I don't know. I'm going to guess it's like a game where the child gets blindfolded and the parent supports them and helps them get through a maze or something.
Wrong. You're both wrong.
All right. What is it?
It's who's the host? Ricky Gervais is one of the hosts.
Okay.
Fred Savage is the other host.
They probably both producing it.
Ricky Gervais is in a room with a bunch of kids, and Fred Savage is hosting with the adults, and they ask a question to the adults, like, hey, I don't know, how many planets are there? And it's like the reverse of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because if you get it wrong, then it cuts to Ricky Gervais with all the kids.
And, he's them.
Like, hey, kids, do you know the answer? Can you save so-and-so to make them keep going? And so then the kids support the adults by getting the questions right.
Interesting.
I've never seen the show. That's that's the concept of the show.
I don't picture, you know...
Ricky Gervais in that situation?
With the kids.
I would picture him with the adults and Fred Savage with the kids. Yeah. If it's those people,
that's why they did that, because they knew you'd picture that.
Maybe so.
But like getting...
It's the opposite of Cosby, hopefully.
Well, that's the thing. Getting the outlandish person, because Bill Cosby wasn't
Or Steve Harvey, he does that now.
Right, the kids say the darn seeds and all that, right?
I got problems with Steve Harvey. Do not like Steve Harvey at all.
But he
like,
was on the cover of National Enquirer or something.
Really?
He got fired for sexual. Did that happen? Is there a story?
If it was on National Enquirer, then it's probably true.
Then you know it's true.
I think he's a jackass.
They wouldn't steer me wrong.
He is a jackass. Yeah.
they were responsible for the musical Bat Boy.
That's true. I love that show.
I've never seen it.
But do you know the music? Oh, my God.
Bat Boy's a great show.
Really? No. Touch me, Bat Boy.
No, really?
That's freaking great, man.
Really? That's exciting. Like, great.
We did that at State when I was at State.
Really?
I wasn't in it.
Oh.
But I worked on it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I did some, like, the
makeup. So you know, like,
makeup
and all that stuff.
I know all those guys.
Dang it.
Yeah. Y'all went to State at the same time, right?
I didn't go to State.
Oh, no?
No, I just know all the people that went there, because we all did the same stuff.
For some reason, I was like, you were in the theater. But Matt, did you go with Matt?
Yeah.
With Matt Warburton.
Both Matts.
And Matt LaScott.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Times. I love that. I love small world stuff.
Nostalgia. Small. It's all about nostalgia.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything more on nostalgia. Listening to them talk about it, and like they were talking about like style and how that comes back around, and like how he's like 40. They're 40-year-olds. And like he's like putting on his clothes, and he's putting on his hoodie and his jeans, and he walks downstairs, and his teenager son is like, why are you wearing that, Dad? Like, ugh. And he's like, what? I'm cool. Like, I'm wearing like a tight fitting hoodie and skinny jeans. And he's like, I'm cool. And then he looks at his kid, and his kid's wearing like a baggy branded like Fila tracksuit that you would see like Run DMC or somebody, you know, like something a Puff Daddy wearing.
Crisscross.
Right. Where it's like baggy, really baggy. Like kids are wearing overalls again.
I have seen that.
Where it's like, wait.
They're dressed like the Def Jam fighting game.
It's all,
I forgot what that was called. But,
or it's like,
they all have that. You could choose your hat, you could choose your outfit.
Picture
and your sneakers.
In living color, but that's what the kids are wearing now.
Wow.
With like the shirts that are like here's the red color and the blue color. And like, so it's just weird the style's making its way back.
But everything's a little bit cyclical.
But like the fact that TV and movies are really like hammering it into my brain, that's like, you need to watch all the stuff that we have.
Right.
Yeah. So and anyway, so it just got me thinking. I was like, we could talk about that forever.
Yeah.
And we
just
have.
Like the One Day at a Time is on.
Right.
You know, and that was like, as far as I know, it's going completely under the radar. Like, like nobody cares.
But that's because it's.
Because there's 7,000 other shows to choose from on Netflix.
Yeah, it's too much to watch.
So
and anyway. That's another thing. And I think that's part of it is that like there's so much new stuff and like everyone's watching something different. And then they're like, what are you watching? I'm watching Animaniacs. I'm like, what? Why? And it's like,
have you seen them?
Because I love it. Like, have you heard
that
theme song?
Crazy to the max, obviously.
Or like The Office, where it's like, people want warm, fuzzy, familiar. Like, we just want it.
For sure.
And so it's like, I could watch one of the 10,000 new things, but am
I
going to like
this
that?
Is good,
no,
so
but
I'm
give me all the stuff that I like. And they are doing that. And it's working.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's fine. As long as there's stuff out there for everyone, and some people are going to want new things,
right.
And some people are going to want things that are familiar, and that's
but it's just, it's a trip to me that, like, say, I don't know, what's one of the newer live action, just take Beauty and the Beast. Did you see the new live action quote, Beauty and the Beast?
I heard it was really good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
But it's weird to me that, like, a kid now, in theory, that's their Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
Like, that's weird to me. And then you could show them the cartoon and be like, this is Beauty and the Beast. Like, it sparked a whole thing. This was an animated movie that was nominated for Best Picture. Do you know what that means? And they'd be like, No, I want Emma Watson. Like, that's right. Belle.
I want Hermione.
And you're like, but I no, mean, like, there's a whole... so it's weird that, like, my thing is different than their thing.
Yeah, there's a whole it's group weird. Of kids that, for them, Star Wars is
Jar Jar Binks
and Jar Jar
right.
and it's stuff so, that we hate the most.
That's weird.
It's weird. And so, like, it's just getting older where you're like, my stuff is this stuff. And, like, they're remaking it. And so, like, now.
Back in my day, Jedis didn't have to flip and jump around in circles. They stood there like men and fought face to face.
And they liked it.
It's just crazy. But anyway, anything else? Anything else?
Yeah, no? I'm good.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
Wrap
you
it.
Good, you good, Mikey?
When you brought up
Uh-oh, I've touched a nerve.
No. Well, no, I was listening to a podcast earlier today where somebody had the most ridiculous, well, theory about the originals.
Uh-huh.
They said that Mace Windu was actually a Sith.
Get out of
and
here.
And their thinking was because he had a purple lightsaber, uh-huh. It was a mix between the red and the blue.
Okay.
And so they had this whole thing where he was yeah. I know exactly.
Sure, it's gonna break everything.
I've heard, and you know, he also kind of played it off of the whole Jar Jar was actually a Sith sympathizer as well.
Right.
And it was gonna be this huge thing, and I'm just like. Oh my gosh.
Come on.
You know why his lightsaber was purple? Because Samuel L. Jackson was like, give me a purple one.
Yes. I want to be able to see myself on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fan theories exactly go F yourself. Yeah. It's because he wanted a purple one.
His lightsaber literally said bad motherfucker on it. Because in jokes are good. That's and he's pulled Pulp Fiction jokes into that's two things
oh,
now.
Oh man, have you seen the Kavanaugh thing? Have you seen the Kavanaugh Pulp Fiction match?
Yes.
Dude.
Because in Pulp Fiction, the guy he's berating, his name is Brett.
With the where he goes in with him and he's like, he does the Ezekiel thing and all that stuff.
Right. Now the way he's sitting in the chair.
They supercut Samuel L. Jackson interviewing Brett Kavanaugh.
For fudgy's sake, I gotta watch this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's good.
It's good
stuff. All right. I remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Oh, so, I gotta watch this.
So good.
It's pretty good.
Man, yeah. I tell you.
The internet's a magical place.
It is incredible. Yeah. It is incredible.
My other favorite one was the many faces of Brett Kavanaugh versus the many faces of Jim Carrey from Liar Liar.
Oh, yeah.
And they match up.
Oh, dang it. I gotta see
that,
too.
They match up really close.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, let's wrap this thing up. You guys can check us out next week. We'll be back every Monday like we are.
Yep.
And hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/lifesabinge. Follow us on all social media at lifesabinge. Voicemail 619-438-0532.
You're almost like Stanley Hudson there. 619.
Give me my crossword. Good stuff. I want to start doing impressions on this show,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Anyway, the more the better.
Yeah, Barry. Bring them on. Even if we all do our impression where it's like introing the show of like you like, this is Rodney Dangerfield. You're listening to Life's a Binge.
I'll tell you. My favorite podcast, I tell you.
See,
I get no respect.
It's great.
Avengers, Kermit the Frog here.
We gotta do it. It's gonna happen. But anyway, let's wrap this beast up. I've said that three times now, but let's do it. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And
we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.
Tony in the Mesa, outro.